Talk Show's on the air. It's now going everywhere. The Wacky Talk Show's on the air. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5 minutes after two.
The Wacky Talk Show's on the air. The Wacky Talk Show's on the air. The Wacky Talk Show's on the air.
Good morning. What a great day this is. The 31st day of January 1977, Monday morning. And what can I say? Don't we have troubles? Don't we have trouble? I wish I could write songs. I'd write a song about all this. This would be great. If I could write a song. A song. Well, I see that King Kong is going to be on, the weekend after next on TV, the old version. And, of course, the new version is currently playing at all the theaters. I understand it's reached its break-even point. From now on, it'll be making bucks. First 17 days, it took in $56 million, and that's exactly what the movie cost. So from now on, it's going to be breaking even. Now, the reason I talk about King Kong is I don't think it's right that they filmed the new King Kong in the World Trade Center, even though that this is the tallest building in New York City. Is it the tallest building in New York City or the tallest in the world? I can't remember. I think it's in the world. Well, anyway, King Kong, of course, had to climb to the highest point in the city with his loved one so he could protect her. But it wasn't right because they should have done it on the Empire State Building again. Do you realize that there will never be a building built like the Empire State Building again? All the marble and all the beautiful stonework and everything in that. By the way, the Empire State Building was 4 years old when the original King Kong was done. 4 years old. But there'll never be a building like the Empire State Building built again. Now, the World Trade Center, of course, is bigger, but it's designed to have greatest space efficiency. It's not designed for its beauty. The Empire State Building, they were into art then. In the late 20s, early 30s, they were into designing buildings like art. I don't guess they can ever build a building like that in Louisville. I understand Manhattan Island is a solid rock, so it's easy to put the foundation down for those big skyscrapers like that. I think the Empire State Building is 1,200 feet tall or something. But Louisville, I understand, has a... I don't know, somebody told me there's a cavern under Louisville, and the hotels in the downtown area used to draw their water from it. And I think after the 37 flood, it became contaminated. Either that, or that was the only good source of water, and they drew it down so low that it never did come back. But I understand that there was a well under the city, in a big limestone cavern, and for that reason, they can't build buildings like the ones they can build in New York on Manhattan Island. Now, I don't know that if that's true or not. I don't have that on good authority, but that's what I heard. But Kentucky's covered with caves, so it's possible, I suppose, that there's a big cave under the city of Louisville. That's what I heard. Like Mammoth Cave, most notably. And, of course, I think it was Sand Cave that Floyd Collins got killed in. He was trying to find out if this cave connected up with Mammoth Cave and explore it. There's a whole bunch of caves down there. If you've ever been to Cave City, you've seen all the signs for the different caves. Floyd Collins was an explorer back in 1925 who was trapped in a cave, and he made national news. Everybody was following the saga of Floyd Collins. And there's a few years ago on NBC Saturday Night at the Movies, there was a movie on with Kirk Douglas. Now, Kirk was the guy who was building this thing up and making it carnival. There's another guy caught in a cave, but it was set out west, and the guy was going in there to get Indian artifacts, and he was trapped, and he eventually died because they made so much of a carnival out of it, and people were just seeing who could be the biggest hero when it comes to the rescue. Well, it was the same thing with Floyd Collins here in Kentucky back in 1925. People were just trying to gain glory. Otherwise, they might have saved him, but he's trapped in there by a big rock, and he eventually died of pneumonia, and they got him out 5 days after he died, and he was frozen solid, of course. Not so much for Floyd Collins. But I bring that up for no particular reason, except to show you that cold can kill. And we sure have the cold. I hope you've been cold in your homes. I hope you have those thermostats down on 65 degrees and 60 at night. Because we sure have a mess. A-M-E-double-S-triple-S-S-S-S mess. It is really bad. I really do hope you've been cold. I've had to give up lying around the house in my underwear because it's been. We had to turn the thermostat down. And I understand now we're using up the supply of gas slated for the industry for summer to heat our homes. So I hope you're taking every conservation method possible. Well, this is an open line this morning on the Wacky Talk. Oh, yes, I wanted to mention Roots. Roots was on the last episode tonight. It was a very good program. One bitter note about the show. In Arkansas, some racial fights broke out in the school there when some black and white kids exchanged remarks about the program.